Today's issue is Faces Issue 6, Hello from the Farlands. On the cover, we see the ring of connected drones emitting a glaringly bright portal. Stepping through the portal, we see a large, shiny leg. Camera flare and Kirby crackle off the charts. In the background, we see our team, Violet, looking especially terrified. We turn the page and our story begins. We have Violet and Ryder facing off against these drones, and Carl's energy blast has just been absorbed into this drone ring, and the portal opens up, and we get this bright flash of light. And as your vision clears, Violet, you see someone familiar. It's vaguely man-shaped, but like a very large, like bodybuilder-sized man, but it appears to be made entirely out of liquid mercury. You know this as someone that, I can't remember your dad's name. What was his name?
Jerry.
Jerry, right? You know this as someone that that Jerry had tackled with in the past. His name's the Maestro. So good, and roll plus superior.
I got a 30.
Okay. On a hit, tell the team one important detail that you know about this person. What I will tell you that you know already is that he has access to a lot of very powerful alien technology. He's a traveler of the Farscapes, and that he can freely shift like elemental forms, like into very liquid, solid, gas, etc. So go ahead and tell us something else that you know.
His body has a habit of producing leaving a radioactive trail. Because of his, which is the radiation on him is what's causing his body to destabilize.
So he
can change between forms.
Fantastic. On a 10 plus, ask the GM a follow-up question. They will answer it honestly.
What is his goal right now?
You know that he hates Jerry. Like, he and Jerry have constantly crossed paths in the past. Your dad's one-upped him quite a bit. If he's here looking for you, it's likely to get at Jerry in some way. He's always been fairly neutral to you, but he's not above hurting people to hurt the person he actually wants to hurt.
My kind of guy.
He quickly looks around and then sees you, and then just we get this like mercury, like open mouth grin. This is just, like, as he's continuously dripping off his face, and it kind of reabsorbs into the rest of his. Violet, what are you doing?
I'm gonna blast his ass with ice and then get the hell out of there.
Go ahead and roll to directly engage.
I'm going to spend a team to do a flashbang so he doesn't see the ice coming, or he can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that pushes me up to a 10. So, all right, I'm gonna resist and avoid, and then create an opportunity.
Okay, cool. The ice blast hits. He, upon seeing you, whips his arm out and lobs a ball of mercury off at you. The flash makes it go wide, and it flies off harmlessly. And one of his feet is frozen into the ground as you hit him with the ice. He looks down at his foot and like pulls on it a bit. You can see the mercury starting to like form into a more solid form around that block of ice holding him in. And he looks up, snaps his fingers, and the drones that were coming at Kaido kind of fly off to the side and start forming together into some larger structure. Ryder, what are you doing?
First, he's going to kind of snarkily go, friend of yours, Violet? As he lands on his feet and then leaps towards the person, because I see him, try to attack Violet. And I'm going to attempt, I'm not going to scream Ryder slash, but I'm going to attempt a directed slash at this individual.
All right, awesome. Go ahead and roll to directly engage.
In this one, could I say it's fight the good fight? I am not trying to kill because I don't know, his thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you want to aim to incapacitate.
Mark potential. You guys are good at marking potential. What's your secret?
You go and swing your sword. Like, are you throwing a slash at him or hitting with your sword?
I'm going to throw a slash at him. I don't believe I'm close enough to actually hit him because I did jump away from where he would have been to strike down those drones.
The slash comes flying directly at him, and he throws up both arms, and they form into this large, like, mirror tower shield, and it reflects the blast directly back at you. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow as you get hit by your own beam.
Of course.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. So on a 10 plus, choose one.
You got one.
You must remove yourself from the situation. You lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7-9 list.
Oh, my word. I'm going to choose two options from the 7-9 list.
Okay.
I'm going to give ground, and I'm going to struggle past the pain. I'm going to mark two conditions. I'm going to mark angry and insecure.
This blast hits you, and you know you're pretty strong, and you know your magic's pretty fucking strong. But this is the first time you've been hit by it, and you go flying back, slamming into a tree. At that point, Maestro rips his leg up. The ice shatters. The drones that had been reforming have now formed into several tiger-sized and roughly shaped beasts. So there's three of those, and all three of them start running full speed towards Ryder. Maestro turns and is looking up at you and Violet, and starts levitating up towards you. Carl, what are you doing?
I yell at Violet, do we help him?
I ain't going nowhere near that guy. That guy's mean.
Okay, I'm going to try to provoke him by jangling the amulet at him and yelling, hey, did you want this?
Okay. Well, you are actually provoking him. That amulet definitely, like him seeing that, is definitely going to make him susceptible to your words. So go ahead and roll it. He looks up, sees the amulet, and then you can see this glint in his eye. Like, you can see just pure want and greed. He knows what this is. He wants it. And then he just starts launching himself into the sky after you two.
Nice. Okay, so the next panel is Ryder stands up and
you do screams. Have these the three like tiger beasts come barreling down towards you.
Right. He's going to stand up, and the other two pieces of his power are godlike beauty and legendary speed. His body is going to glow a gold, like a bright golden sun color, and then gain extra, like, I guess, like peaks on his armor. And his cape may change a bit. I'll, you know, artist it up here just a minute. And I'm going to, using legendary speed, just like vanish from where I'm standing and appear in front of dude as he zips toward them and scream, no, sit down, and swing my fist with everything I've got to put him in the dirt.
Okay, so first thing I want you to do is unleash your power. And this is getting out, like, this is getting in front of them, avoiding these tiger beasts and bear. And then we'll go from there into the next.
Anyone want to use a team to bring me over, Seth?
All right, I'm just going to whip around and shoot out an ice blast to kind of deter them from getting in Ryder's way.
Yeah, awesome. So that adds a plus one. That'll bring you up to a 7?
What's our team at right now? That should be our second team, right?
Yes, I think that brings you down to one team. The ice blast pins one of the tiger beasts directly to the ground, so it is locked out of the combat. So on a 7, on unleash your powers, either mark a condition, or I'm going to tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm going to mark afraid, because in this instance, I'm thinking I'm afraid what I might do now that I've unlocked this power.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a lot of surge of power you did. I totally get that. Cool. So you were in front of the guy and you said you wanted to slash at him?
No, I'm going to punch him. I'm going to swing my fist as hard as I can.
Awesome. Go ahead and roll to directly engage.
That just ended up being terrible.
You swing your fist and it is a mighty punch and it goes straight through him. And then he reforms around you and squeezes you. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
Could I use never give up, never surrender in this situation?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay, that would actually be roll savior instead of roll condition.
Go ahead and reroll it. On a 7-9, mark a condition.
I am lashing out and screaming into my comms. You know, help me! You know, something of that nature.
Cool, go ahead and roll to provoke. So who are you focusing on of your two teammates here?
Violet.
All right. Violet, Ryder has provoked you to help. If you do it, you add a team to the pool, and if you don't, you mark a condition.
I'm marking a condition. I'm going to mark afraid.
And what are you doing?
I'm running away.
At this point, Carl is going to detach from Violet, drop to the floor, and I'm going to like match his gait and his silhouette and the way he moves. And Carl just has like a fire glow around him, and I'm going to walk at him like all badass in the same, like it looks visually the same. Like he's a liquid mercury guy and I'm ants on fire, but.
Oh, I'm totally into it.
And I walk all badass style towards the battle.
All right. Are you trying to provoke him to do something?
That's a good question, right?
Well, it's either provoking or directly engaging.
I try to provoke him into letting go of Ryder.
Yeah, focusing his attention on you.
Yeah, it's not a. I'm not engaging him yet. I'm just trying to let him make him focus on me.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
That would have been really helpful. Oh, look
at that. Hey! You all have one team left. I am totally willing to say that, Ryder, if you want to spend that team, you're thrashing around inside him could definitely be a plus to that provoke.
I will do that. I will totally do that.
Maestro kind of pulls himself up, and Ryder's ejected out the back, landing in a heap behind him. Maestro kind of looks at the two of you and then says, my fight isn't with you. If you bring me Violet, I'll leave you alone. And Violet, you've just booked it, right?
I'm gone.
Yes, I think at this point, like, you aren't in the sky. You probably have a couple drones coming after you. We can deal with those in just a sec to see whether or not he can use those to track you, but we'll jump back to that in a second. So, Carl, what do you do?
So I keep walking towards him with, like a cool guy walk, and I go, we don't think you understand the situation. We think you're in a lot of trouble. Let me introduce us. We are Myriad. And then the flames go, foom.
He kind of stares up where Violet last was, looks at you, and then turns and starts like running towards the spinning portal. As the tiger beasts start charging down towards you, Carl.
I'd also like to point out that for Ryder, this is the first time that he saw Carl in his Myriad persona.
Yeah, this would be a Ryder. Want to see a panel with him, you know, standing up, and he sees the tigers running towards Carl, and realizing at this point that he has no way of dealing with the enemy. I want to put myself between Carl and between Myriad now and the tigers.
So go ahead and roll plus savior. The two tigers like pounce. You can go ahead and tell me what the panel looks like where you easily put them, you know, stop them. And that'll free Carl up to do whatever. Maestro is quickly heading back towards the portal. It's obvious he isn't.
I stand up and using the legendary speed, I basically zip in front of Carl, and using my left hand, I slam one of the tigers out of the way, and using my sword hand, I swing and take and push the other one out of the way of the other way. I don't know if I actually do damage to them, but I get them.
Yeah, they go flying. There's some sparks coming off one. Like, let's say like the one you threw, like slammed it, it hit against a tree. It's bent up and sparking. The other one's kind of pulling itself back to its feet. Carl, what are you doing?
I see Ryder get rid of the tigers heading for me. So I'm
yeah, the tigers have been dealt with.
So I
if you leave Maestro alone, he's leaving. But you do have an opportunity to stop him if you'd like.
I start running towards Maestro, And while I pass by Ryder, I look at him, still in my maestro form, and I go, "You think I'm not in control? Here's control for you." And suddenly I turn into the myriad ball, and the myriad ball starts charging up powers. So I'm going to charge up my my infused burn. So that's just 2d6 plus 4. 15. So
hey, 15.
This is
what a roll.
This newborn is really good when it's got a lot of conditions.
Oh yeah, newborns are all about conditions.
Yeah. And then I'm going to reality storm, or let's say reality stomp the maestro. So as Carl is running, he starts to light up as the powers charge, and then let's hope this is not some silliness. I can't really use the epic right now. Oh, God damn it. Of course.
Okay.
Mark that potential.
I'm officially leveling up 2 levels.
So you send this this energy, and Maestro jumps through the portal, and the blast hits the drones and the portal, and they just explode and shatter outward, closing the portal behind him. Do you want to spend a second burn to not cause collateral damage?
Yeah, sure. Because I've got 3 burns, so I got 1 left.
At that, the drones that are still active in the air start heading off away from the scene. We have that last tiger, but quite simply, you guys can fairly easily dispatch it. Okay, so we're gonna cut over to Violet as you're running away. You have a couple of the drones, not many, but a couple of them still following after you. What are you doing?
I am going to be going down low, or flying low, and going between alleys and zigzagging between them to try and shake them off. And then I'm going to turn around and periodically blast ice blast to kind of try and freeze them to the side, but not really aiming.
Cool. So let's go ahead and just roll 1 unleash your powers for that whole, like, which will probably be like a page of panels of its flight.
I got an 8. That's my lowest one yet.
Okay, so you can either mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
Unstable or temporary.
You have gotten a respite. Violet does not know this. You as a player know this. They're going to find you eventually, but it is dealt with for now. So where do you end up, like, landing once you've lost them?
I started heading towards that little, the university, and okay. I'm like, I jumped into one of the university libraries, and I'm just chilling in there.
All right, cool. So we're going to cut back over to Ryder and Carl. We've got the wreckage of the broken drones. Most of the rest have cleared out. There's still a couple in the sky, but they seem to just be kind of circling and clearing out of the area. What are you all doing?
Before I ran at the guy, I yelled at Ryder, you want to see control? This is control. And then after the guy disappears, I just calmly depower. Like, I look like, say, Carl again. And then I just walk up to Ryder and say, we got to help Violet. Do you trust me?
Right now, I don't know what to think. This is a lot to take in. Who was that? And at this point, it's going to see a panel of Ryder's helmet, I guess the helmet, Ryder looking direction towards the direction Violet flew off in. And I'm going to say, and then I'm going to be like, where did Violet go?
I'm not sure where she went, but I know 2 things. This guy is after her, and she's afraid. She needs her help.
I'm going to look at Jude and say, Violet can handle herself. Those drones are really nothing. Let's deal with this guy here. And I'm going to walk past. Like, I'm not going to directly engage with Carl on the fact that, you know, he has the amulet in him. So Ryder is going to walk past Carl to right to Jude and stick the sword into the ice, breaking the ice completely to allow him to stand up, and grabbing him with my other hand and picking him up off his feet. What the hell is going on?
Jude is like, I don't know who that is. I've never seen him before. I told the bees? Are you bees? I told him everything I knew about the amulet. He looks over at Carl.
I look at the guy and I go, my powers were going wild at that point. I'm sorry.
I was totally in control.
I didn't catch any of that.
I am going to shoot Carl a look and say, I thought you had control, buddy.
I do. It's fine now.
Yeah, fine. We'll deal with that later. Jude, you said your name was? I'm going to toss him down and say, stay. Saber will be here soon to pick you up. Carl, you're with me. And I press up against the helmet. My bike just shows up. On the bike, we're going to Violet now.
I'm just going to get quietly on the bike.
Jude gets himself up off the ground. He goes, sits on the bench. It's very clear he is going to follow your instructions, Ryder's instructions. Wait.
Okay. So I'm going to get on the bike. And like the first time we went on a bike ride, I'm going to try to put my arms around Ryder. And I imagine that he kind of just shrugs them off.
I'm not very happy with Carl right now. I'm going to then press my hand to my ear before I actually, you know, get the bike moving and go, Violet, do you copy? Where are you?
You know, I'm chilling in the university right now, library.
Me and Carl headed that way. Stay put, please.
I don't want to.
Do we have anything we want before that scene where you're all in the library?
I'd like a panel, like, of, you know, kind of like how the panel of the ride up was there. I'd like another panel of just that headed towards the library in complete silence.
Oh, yeah, it's that same turn from the very first issue with, like, Carl kind of, like, flying off the side like it was in the first issue, but, like, with a very grim, silent tone as opposed to, like, that excited tone we had before. We get a panel that they're all in the library.
What the fuck, Violet? Tell me what
then
you know.
Then we get a panel
what
of the librarian. Shh.
Let's go to the back room. Maybe we can discuss what's going on there. All right. So once we enter the panel of us entering the back room, where we can kind of be a little louder.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at Violet and go, Violet, that person knew you. Were they after the amulet, or were they after you?
Probably both. They were probably initially after the amulet, because it grants them all the power they could want. And, you know, they saw me here, and it's not that they don't like me, it's more like they don't like someone I know. You know, collateral damage.
I almost became a statue. How do we fight this guy? Felix has this dead serious, he's no nonsense at this point in time, look on his face.
Like I'm going to take orders from a child.
What's like Flash is doing during this argument?
I'm just watching for now.
It's like, yeah, like I'm going to take orders from a child who doesn't know how to assess a situation and just flails into it. Clearly, okay. You saw that I didn't want to be there and that he knew me, but you jumped into the situation anyway.
I was trying to protect you and Carl.
Kind of sounds like you're shifting Ryder's labels here. Kind of sounds like you're saying that his superior should go down. He's not paying attention to the world, the world around him, and maybe danger should go up or mundane. I don't know which route that was, but it definitely sounds like you're trying to shift his labels and tell him how he's being.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying that he's not as superior and in control as he thinks he is.
So what do you think up, danger or mundane?
I'd say his danger should go up.
Right,
because he was being reckless.
I'm not going to accept that.
All right, you can roll to reject. That is 2d6. Do you have insecure marked?
He does.
I do, yes.
Okay, so you are at a -2 to reject the end of it. Alright, on a 7-9, choose one. You can clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. You can shift one label up and one label down, your choice, or you can cancel their influence on you and take +1 forward against them.
I'm going to cancel their influence over me.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, Carl, what are you jumping in with?
I'm going to walk in between the both of them and go, you both need to shut up for a second right now.
That's provoking, and I'm going to deny it.
He looks at Violet and he says, in this whole encounter, you ran away scared twice. You ran away when I asked you to go after the guy. You ran away when Maestro showed up without telling us I wouldn't know it was Maestro, right? When the guy showed up. You ran away scared twice. I took care of the amulet. I've got the amulet. I took care of the guy.
You lost control twice and you admitted it.
I didn't lose control at any point.
He still shot a giant beam of light in the air and alerted everyone to his position.
I wanted to alert you guys so you could come out and help us for once, but you didn't help. You just ran.
Well, I'm not going to friggin' sit there and take a hit. I know what that guy is capable of. I know what he's after. So I'm getting out of there. If I sit there and...
Sit your ass down, listen to Ryder, and explain what the hell that was all about.
And had he actually followed you into the city, what sort of damage could this guy have actually done?
I'm going to interject real quick. Because I actually think Violet shared a weakness or vulnerability. That she is scared of this dude.
All right.
Mark a condition and then give them influence over you and mark potential. So Carl has influence over you. You mark potential and you mark a condition.
Okay, so Ryder is going to, say exactly what he said is, if he had followed you into the city, you were running away from this guy, assumingly, and if he had followed you in the city, what sort of damage would he have been able to cause to this place?
Who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares? This is our home.
Do you know how much damage that you've caused in the last, at Saber?
Ryder is livid at this point and is just going to shrug.
You're
going to
call me out on a potential what if and you actually did cause damage. So, I mean.
Did I, though? I believe all the damage that was caused was the Phoenix's fault.
You caused damage.
Which we have now sitting in the room inside Carl.
You caused damage to Faye. I flew up. I didn't tell Violet this yet, but I flew up to help you guys out, and the first thing I saw was you slashing Faye, and she fell unconscious. You never explained.
That's not... That's not my place to explain, but that's under control.
Just like I've got the amulet under control, you've got that situation under control.
I think you need to make the dropping the mic move.
To make it at ease.
That was good.
That was really good. Faye is fine now. This is different. This guy easily took me and took you and took Violet on. And I'm speaking to Carl right now.
Didn't take without me any issues.
We should come together at this moment and we should figure out what to do.
I think Ryder is going to cede to that. He's going to be like, you're right. You're right. We need to calm down and figure out what our next move is. If this guy comes back, we can't stop him.
Carl looks over at Violet and says, start talking.
Make me.
Ryder is going to step between Carl and Zwei and just give him a death stare. And not say a word, just give him a death stare.
And it sounds like you're provoking.
I think I am. That's an 8.
Carrot or the stick?
I'm going to give him the stick. I am pissed. I'm calmer now, but I'm still very angry.
Fine. You want to know? It's like he's a radio isotope that similar to Carl over there. His name's Maestro. He's made from a radioactive isotope. By the way, you probably want to go get yourself checked out at a nearby hospital because you're probably irradiated by now. He can turn into a gas. He can turn into a solid. And as you can tell, he's also a liquid.
What's his connection to you?
Oh, him and my dad are kind of arch nemesis. And he kind of wants to attack me to hurt Jerry.
I think you should have led with that one.
Okay, so how has Jerry beaten him? I'm sure that ice power that you've been using for the past however long, that could have stopped him in his tracks, right? It would have frozen him solid.
It would have deterred him, but he can turn into a gas. And he's radioactive, so he's kind of emitting his own heat. It would have deterred him for a second, if I'm lucky. But it would not have stopped anything, because his drones would have continued to pursue us, and he would have summoned more of those beasts.
Does he have any way of finding you?
It's like, well, I kind of dodged his drones that were tracking me, but I don't know how long that'll last. He'll probably send out more waves.
I'll ask Hyun if we can put out some sort of ward or something to alert us if any drones are in the area.
I think you should contact Saber and try and get them to, you know, take a little bit more control of the situation. I'm kind of sick and tired of having to deal with all these badasses, and then they kind of come in and clean up the friggin' mess and take all the credit.
Okay, so what do we do with the amulet? Do we give it to Saber?
I feel like that might be the best idea. Are you okay with that?
Not sure.
I say you give it to your uncle.
I want somebody to have a look at it. I'm not sure if I want to give it up.
Well, I know I don't want it in Faye's sanctuary. Honestly, letting Saber take a look at it may be the best solution. Just, are you okay if they take it from you, like permanently?
I still think your uncle's the best bet. Saber seems to know a lot about tech, whereas your uncle knows a lot more about magical-based artifacts, since, you know...
True. True.
I think we should start with your uncle, figure out if it's bad. I promise
you it's bad. Not good.
We know it's not good. If that guy comes back after it, Hyun's in no ability. He can't use the suit anymore. There's no telling. I can't protect you in this case.
If the amulet is bad, we'll give it to Saber. But we'll ask your uncle to have a look at it.
I flip out my phone and send a quick text off to my uncle. Say, could you meet us at... Actually, as I'm typing this up, I stop and look at Carl and look at Violet and go, where can we take this to be researched on? We can't have this at my place. If it's even researching it there, that's still leaving us at a huge liability. I'm in the middle of the city.
Carl's place. Carl doesn't want to give it up anyway. So Bert
does have a lot of equipment to deal with this.
Okay. So I finish the text off to Uncle Leo and say, meet us at Professor Bert's.
Moon Harbor Heroes is produced by Anthony Sheets and TP Heath, and edited by Anthony Sheets. Anthony can be found on Twitter at IcyNewYear or at IcyNewYear.com. T is the host of Incubator on Air, a new play podcast available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
They can be found at THeuthPlaywright on Twitter or at TPHeuth94 on Instagram.
Faces is GM'd by me, Anthony Sheets. Carl is played by Simon Meskins. You can find him on Twitter as Jill Bereka. Faye is played by TP Heuth. Rider Typhon is played by Kaido Kane. Kaido is a Twitch personality and loves their three mischievous cats. You can find them at The Versian on Twitter, and as Kaido Kane on Twitch.tv. Violet Starling is played by Zweifang.
Our logo was designed by Beautiful Beasties. She can be found on Instagram at beastly.doodles or at patreon.com/beautifulbeasties. The music in this issue is Black Vortex by Kevin MacLeod. A link to his website and the license will be in the show notes. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at moonharborheroes@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at moonharborcast. If you enjoyed this issue, please leave us a review on iTunes and tell a friend. Word of mouth and 5-star reviews are really the best way for us to keep bringing these stories to more people. And thanks for helping us save the world. We'll see you next issue.